Before the debt crisis swallowed up the Eurozone, Madrid College graduate Nuria Lafuente founded a new online business, Yo Voy, Spanish for I Go. The online enterprise acted as an exchange, linking people looking for services with those offering services through bartering. Lafuente charges a fee for her time to make a connection, like filing an immigration application or organizing a party. According to the Christian Science Monitor, Yo Voy is at the center of a resurgent cooperative sector in hard-hit Spain that has been plagued by a banking crisis and 20% unemployment. Spaniards are looking to cooperatives for services the government and banks no longer provide. They are also moving their money out of national banks and into locally focused ethical banks that refuse to engage in speculative investments. The growing popularity of bartering and exchanges in Spain, although operating on a small scale, has opened up space for alternatives to big banks and multinational corporations. Ansel Cambra, who started the popular bartering website Acaba con la Crisis, or End the Crisis, declared, "We are turning things around, returning to an economy from years ago. This way we can learn to value what we have and what we don't." Former machinist Bruce Rivers now lives on an oxygen respirator at the age of 58. For 12 years, he worked with beryllium, a versatile light metal, at various factories in Southern California that manufacture high-tech ceramics for the aerospace industry, the military, and auto companies. At the time, he used a respirator to protect himself from fine metallic dust. Despite his precautions, he was diagnosed with chronic beryllium disease in 2009. According to the Center for Public Integrity, the safety standard for beryllium dates back to research by the Atomic Energy Commission in 1949. For the last dozen years, health and labor advocates have pushed for a new health standard, but were blocked by opponents in the industry as well as government red tape. Another new health rule affecting 2 million workers has been stalled for the mineral silica, which is used widely in construction and foundries. University of Maryland law professor Rena Steinzer noted, "The backlash against even the simplest efforts to protect workers is withering. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, hasn't made a serious run at regulating chemicals in the workplace in a couple of decades." In April, the Government Accountability Office announced that it takes OSHA 8 years on average to issue a new health standard. OSHA has only issued 11 new health regulations since 2000. Tougher standards on beryllium and silica would cost businesses hundreds of millions of dollars by requiring companies to pay for respirators, health screenings, and dust control equipment. Yet it would save workers' lives. Currently, over 50,000 U.S. workers die each year from occupational diseases, 10 times the rate of traumatic injuries. This summer, it's getting tougher to beat the heat. The Natural Resources Defense Council reports that nearly 25,000 beaches were closed due to health precautions in 2010, the second highest number of closings since the Green Group started keeping count. The surge in beach closings is caused by high bacteria levels in water that can cause a number of illnesses, including rashes, pink eye, hepatitis, and stomach flu. Bacteria enter the waters through untreated runoff from roads, parking lots, and roofs. In the mid-1980s, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency established new health standards for beach waters, setting a limit on bacteria levels. But in the current budget crunch, the Obama administration is threatening to cut off state education grants to alert the public about health hazards in swimming areas. According to E!, the environmental magazine, the Surfrider Foundation has launched a campaign to save the EPA grants, arguing without federal funding, many states will seriously cut back or even entirely curtail their beach monitoring programs. No more water testing means no more health warnings. Environmental groups, including the NRDC, are looking for ways to stop polluted stormwater from reaching waterways. Activists are now trying to enlist municipal governments to invest in green infrastructure such as green rooftops, ocean-friendly gardens, curbside vegetation, and rainwater collection barrels that can help eliminate the source of high bacteria counts at public beaches. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Liz Becker.